The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
And that is our show for today.
No.
Well, that was Bev.
That was Bob. Bob
that was Bob.
To be Bev, yes.
That was Bob. Okay. And this is Lynn. And Bob and Lynn together create
Stuff.
89.7 WTBR every Thursday morning at 8:30. Get your coffee, get your breakfast, get your smoothie, get your yogurt, get your bowl of cereal.
88.1 WSBR. Now.
Lee, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the call numbers? 81, what is it?
88.1.
88.1 out of Lee. Quote of the day.
Go
or
ahead.
Do we have our disclaimer?
No. It's the same old.
Yeah, everyone should have that memorized by now. Yes. If you have it memorized, you can email it.
Hey, we'll put you on the air. No. No, we won't.
No. All right, so my quote of the day. I know God will not give me anything I can't handle. I just wish he didn't trust me so much.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good
one. That one was from Mother Teresa, or Teresa, however you want to pronounce that.
And that was definitely good. She was good.
Mm-hmm.
True or false?
Okay.
One is true, one is false.
All right.
Number one, lions are more likely to hunt down a human than other great cats. Number two, drinking too much milk can cause health issues. One is true and one is false.
All right. I've already picked mine.
Okay.
So we had talked in a previous show about how to cook, and it specifically says a fried egg in the microwave. Now, this is on MSN.com, and the woman who was supposedly a food expert, her name is Dani Martin, says right here, shared her unique method for making fried eggs without a pan in sight.
I'm going to use that.
So we had gone on to say that you get the egg. She wants you to use a medium-sized egg. You uh-huh. get a ramekin or a bowl.
What's a ramekin?
It's the little round things that the ceramic, like creme brulee, is made in.
Oh, okay.
So now this is confusing Bev and I both because she's putting the egg in a ramekin, which is like a small bowl.
Yeah.
And she also says you can use a small bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And she also says to take the tip of a steak knife and poke a little tiny hole in the top of the yolk.
Now, wouldn't that make it just kind of go all over the place?
That's what I would think. So let's see. You have also sprayed the ramekin with some spray cooking oil.
Okay.
Then you put the egg in. You poke a little hole in the top. You put a microwave-safe plate over the top of the bowl, and you cook it on high for 30 seconds. You follow by letting it sit for one more minute to cool down. Allowing it to rest for 1 minute lets the egg cook from the residual heat and steam, setting the egg whites without overcooking the yolk. Then, She says, cook for an additional 15 seconds and then check it again. If you see it's not the way you want it, you can cook it for 10 more seconds, depending on how you want it cooked. So that, to me, is not a true fried egg.
Well, that's not even a trick. That seems to be more work than just putting it in the frying pan.
I would rather fry it.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't want to have the butter, because I fry it in butter. I do.
Okay.
You got to have them fried in butter.
Okay.
Or coconut oil. Oh, an egg fried in coconut oil?
Never tried it.
Is so yum.
Okay, I believe you.
I'm getting really hungry because this is we sometimes record two shows at a time.
Uh-huh.
And so we've just recorded one, and now we're recording another. It is morning.
Yep.
We are going out after.
To eat.
For brunch, so neither one of us has eaten anything.
Right.
So we're starving.
I had my coffee, and that was half a cup.
Me too, just half a cup, and I'm really hungry.
Watch out, restaurants. Here we come.
So I have something to share with you.
What?
We were in the car, my husband and I and his daughter, and a call came up on the screen, and it was unrecognizable. And Mark said, oh, it's probably a scam. And he looked at me. He said, do you want to take it? I said, yes. So I answered the call, and I said, hello? And this guy, you could tell. You can always tell that it's a scam.
Yeah.
And he wanted to speak to some, they try to pronounce your name, and of course they get it wrong. And it was, they were looking for a man. And I said, my daddy's in the bathroom right now. And he said, well, could you go tell him that, you know, this is so-and-so from some place? It's not, didn't sound like a real company. And I said,
I can't get my dad. My name is Emily. I'm 4 years old. And I love my dad. And are you a friend?
And he's, no, but you know what? I'll call back later, he said. And I said,
oh, but I'm by myself because my dad's in the bathroom. Will you play with me? Will you play with me? I would just stay here, right here. I would stay right here.
He's just like, no, I'll call back later. You just tell your dad that I called. And it was so much fun. He started to laugh a little. And I don't know if he laughed because he thought that this little girl was really cute.
Or
he laughed because
he
knew.
Got it.
Yeah. And so he hung up. And it was fun.
Never call back.
No. No. Maybe he will someday and say,
hello, is Emily there?
So that was the highlight of my day. My day is pretty boring, right?
No.
Okay.
I can't see a day with you not.
Okay.
No.
I don't know if that's good or bad. What are you sharing with us today?
I'm doing some more of the
cool book.
Big encyclopedia of healing remedies with foods and plants and stuff. And this one is cayenne.
Ah.
It's a fiery red pepper. I love pepper.
Black pepper?
I've recently started liking the salty, peppery snacks instead of the sweetest.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I wonder what changed.
I have no idea.
Well, good for you.
Maybe we're going
to find out why pepper's good, right?
Taken internally, cayenne helps colds, fevers, and toothache. Also soothes gastrointestinal and bowel problems. Externally, the oil can treat arthritis, cold joints, muscle soreness, cramps, aches and pains, and unbroken chilled lanes. Now, you said those were sores or?
Yes, as long as they're not open, oozing, that would sting, that would burn so bad.
It says, in winter, sprinkle cayenne into your socks to heat your feet.
Is that so? Interesting.
So whether it's taken internally or externally, it's still got heat.
You know, have you ever used Biofreeze
No.
for a sore back?
Nope.
So even Bengay, things like that.
Yeah.
I wonder where the heat, because you know how it gets, tingly heat.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's because that's in it. Be interesting to know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. I wouldn't imagine it would feel good putting it on an open anything. Oh.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So guess what I looked up?
What did you look up?
5 foods you should avoid at all-inclusive buffets.
Oh.
This does not include meat.
Okay.
This includes other stuff. And this is by Phoebe Cornish. Isn't that interesting? Her name's Cornish.
Cornish.
And Bridget Brown. And the website is called theexpress.com. And it says, everyone loves an all-you-can-eat buffet while on holiday or just going out to dinner.
Sure.
But there are 5 foods to avoid, according to these travel experts.
Okay.
And it says you have to remember this food is out there for quite a while, maybe.
That
maybe it's not up to temperature.
Mm-hmm.
You had a comment.
No.
That in itself? I get concerned about everybody touching the same spoons, you know, ever since COVID.
You
get concerned about lots of things, children touching things, grabbing.
I wonder if they'd let you bring your own silverware.
Oh.
Even if it's just plasticware.
Or they give you plasticware and they throw it away.
Yeah. Now, yeah. I'd go for that.
Think about it. When you're in a restaurant, you're using silverware that everybody else has been using.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it's been cleaned right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it says, buffets may present an E. coli hazard due to possible cross-contamination and the mishandling of the food. It says here. Oh,
well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to hear. So she said, Jesse goes over a typical buffet and what to look for, breaking it down into 5 categories. And it may not be what you're expecting. Hence, why it's good to give everything a second thought before you add it to your plate. Continued after you share what you have.
Really? Red peppers. I love red peppers.
Are they the hot ones?
No.
Okay.
Just the bell
pepper. Just red bell. They're very nice. Yeah. They're sweet. I like them better than green.
Helps in the treatment of varicose veins, asthma, and digestive complaints. Acts as a tonic for those suffering from tiredness and cold.
What?
Peppers are an excellent source of vitamin A and C. Fresh green pepper contains 10% vitamin C and also contributes small amounts of iron and vitamin. Oops, sorry, vitamin A. But the best, largest amounts of vitamin A are found in fresh red peppers, and they have a lot of potassium.
I'm making a list. I wish I had started my list at the last show that we recorded.
You'll just have to listen to it again.
As I said before, she has about 50 pink Post-it notes, so don't remove those from those pages so that you can tell me what the other... What the other ones for? I'll just listen to the show.
There you go.
Do another one.
Cedar.
Cedar, like cedar, the wood cedar?
The wood we know for its insect repellent qualities is also, according to the Ayurvedics, an excellent treatment for dandruff.
Huh.
The oil can be used as cedar wood because it has a witch, woody, masculine scent. But you can be used as a massage oil. Let me see here. Cedar is an excellent antidote to oily skin, oily scalp, and dandruff. For an air freshener, deodorizer, insect repellent, add oil of cedar to water in an atomizer and spray the room.
Ooh.
Or add 10 drops to a tablespoon of vegetable oil and rub it onto your skin.
Hmm.
Inhale cedarwood oil for treatment of, now this is one that's got me, catarrhal problems, C-A-T-A-R-R-H-A-L. Especially bronchial congestion and infections. But should not be used by pregnant women.
Oh, that's funny. I typed in catarrhal and I got this person who's an English professional boxer.
I don't think that's where we're going.
No, spell that again.
C-A-T-A-R-R-H-A-L.
Ah. It's a buildup of mucus in the nose and sinuses and phlegm in the throat.
Ooh.
Now, wait. And it's cedar?
Mm-hmm. Oil of cedar.
Cedar oil. Oh, for heaven's sakes. It's often temporary and can be caused by allergies, infections, colds, hay fever, nasal polyps. The immune system's reaction to irrigation or infection usually triggers it. Yeah. So sometimes I feel like I do have stuff in my throat.
Yeah.
This is interesting. So this catarrhal, here are the symptoms. Constant need to clear your throat. Bing, bing, mm-hmm. bing, bing, bing. That's me.
Yep.
Feeling that your throat is blocked. Maybe. Blocked or stuffy nose you can't clear. Runny nose. That's me.
That's me.
Feeling of mucus running down the back of your throat. That's me. All the time.
Ew.
Persistent cough. Eh. That you? Headache or facial pain.
Oh, I don't get very many headaches.
Reduced sense of smell and taste. I can't believe that.
So
cedar.
Yeah.
Cedar.
Cedar.
Ah, thank you for sharing that. I'm going to get some. I wonder where you get it. I have to find out.
Probably anywhere you can get essential oils.
Probably Guido's or somewhere like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Health food stores.
It's worth a try, because I've had this for a long, long time.
Wow.
Like, see?
Now, I want you to tell me if it works or not.
I will.
Otherwise, I'll stop doing this.
No. Then I'll lie. So these are five foods you should avoid in all-inclusive buffets, and we already did our little introduction, and one of them says sauces and gravies.
Sausage and gravies?
Mm-hmm. She cautions that sauces, not marinated.
Oh, sausage.
At high temperatures can turn into hotbeds for bacteria.
Huh.
It says steer clear of sauces and gravy. Especially if you see that it's developed a skin on the top of it.
Ooh.
Yeah, walk away. Ensure hot foods stay at minimum of 140 degrees, which is what chafing dishes and slow cookers and heat lamps or warming trays have to be above 140.
Doesn't chocolate pudding get a skin?
Yeah, I think that's different. I think if gravy gets a skin on the top, it means it sat for a while, and I think that might be maybe, I don't know what it is. I would think maybe it's fat, but it wouldn't be a skin.
Right.
Because you know how something, do you ever go to a buffet and you look at it and it looks like there's something on the top, like it's little, something's different? It says, be on the lookout for signs that hot food is indeed hot. Look for steam rising out of the dish.
Wow.
Sauces that are bubbling or heating elements that are visibly in use.
So that's just one.
Yeah.
Give us another.
Oh. You can get really sick. You can get, you know, the stomach thing. It can start within 24 hours. Another one is cooked rice and pasta.
No.
It's common knowledge that rice shouldn't be left out at room temperature for extended periods of time. It should be going in the refrigerator, and the same principle applies to buffets. I did not know that rice can't stay out for long periods of time.
And pasta?
Cooked rice and pasta that sit out at room temperature become breeding grounds for bacteria. So think about if you go to a cookout.
Yeah. Eat fast.
Yeah. As Food Republic, that's a place, points out, you'll know you're in trouble when you see staff dumping fresh food right on top of the crusty remains that had been sitting out forever. So, you know, rice can get dry and crusty, and pasta can get dry and crusty.
And they put the good food on top of that?
Yeah, and they stir it all together.
Oh, leaving rice and eating in those places again.
I don't like buffets, really. Leaving rice and pasta out at room temperature for over 2 hours is wildly regarded as risky because of the potential bacterial growth, especially bacillus. I think this is serious, which can lead to food poisoning. So this is the thing that I think of. If I don't go to we don't have a lot of buffets
right,
here.
Right.
But if I'm on vacation, we might stumble on something. If the place isn't really busy and the food is turning over.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably a red flag.
Wow.
That it's been sitting for a while.
But the fact that they would put new food on top of old and mix it.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I have seen that happen. Where they've replaced the chafing dish. You know, they'll change it right out.
Yeah.
But if there's anything left in the chafing dish that they took out, they will scrape it down into the new chafing dish. And I've seen them stir it around. I've seen that many times. Many times.
Cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes cinnamon, don't
mm-hmm.
they?
I like cinnamon.
Take for respiratory ailments such as cold, sinus congestion, and bronchitis. It can be taken as tea, spice, an inhalant, massage oil, or powder.
Mm.
The bark and leaf are used for, aromatherapy oil. Use cinnamon leaf oil only in 1% dilution, so it's pretty strong. It helps in the treatment of scabies and lice. Aids circulation and helps to alleviate anemia, particularly during the menopause. As a digestive aid, it relieves dyspepsia. How do you say that?
That sounds like a stomach thing.
Mm. Intestinal infections and parasites. So it's mainly to eat and also to smell.
Cinnamon. Don't you wish you had someone that could just get all this stuff for you and then make it all for you and give it all to you and you just
put it in little tincture bottles or something then, yeah.
You probably can buy that, right?
I'm sure.
Here's another one to avoid.
Okay.
Oh. Buffet avoidance. Pre-cut fruit and salad.
Really?
If you believe that fresh produce like fruits and salads are safer options, Jessie, a food safety specialist, might make you reconsider. She warns that any food washed in contaminated water can spread E. coli.
That's all right, but that's an if.
Mm.
Nobody knows if they're really using it.
Right. So it's generally better to choose whole foods like an apple, a plum, peaches, pears, and oranges. We might also need to remember that when the fruit is cut up, it's being handled several times, you know, peeling, cutting, putting it in the container. You're hoping that they will be wearing gloves, but it's being handled more than if you just obviously buy an apple and just cut it up yourself. I don't like to buy pre-cut up fruit for that reason. Somebody told me that.
I never really thought about it.
Yeah, they have to have it on some kind of a cutting surface. You don't know if that's contaminated, if there was chicken around or something gross. You know?
You know, I was starving before. Limes are good. They're valuable in fighting colds, flu, and fever, and chest and throat infections. They boost the immune system, and they help oily skin in conditions such as acne, boils, and warts. So you fill a dish of pottery burner with water, add 4 drops of lime, 2 drops black pepper, 2 drops peppermint, light the nightlight, and let the heat diffuse the oil into the air.
Hmm.
But lime increases the skin sensitivity to sunlight.
Hmm.
So don't apply to the skin within 2 days of exposure to sunlight. 2 days.
Lime.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very interesting fact.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you're at a cookout and they have limeade, if you should drink the limeade. Limeade is really good.
It is good.
If they even make it anymore. I used to buy it in the frozen concentrate thing and add water.
Yeah, they weren't very big packages.
Do you remember the day when you'd go into the supermarket and they had a huge case of all frozen juices like that? Remember that? You'd go and you'd pick your orange juice and they were the little cans, a little frozen, and it was concentrate. And you'd put it in your container and add 4 cans of water.
No.
You don't remember that?
No. I lived in the boondocks, so.
You probably squeezed your oranges.
Well, we ate them.
Okay, which is better, because you get the fiber. For those of you out there that remember that, there was long cases. You'd reach down in, and there were small cans and larger cans, and there was all kinds of juice. Gone. They only have, in one supermarket that I go to, one little section. One little tiny section.
And they have added sugars up the wazoo.
Yes.
I think that per day, the most you should have of added sugars is about 7 grams.
And I believe a glass of soda is about, I think, 12 grams of sugar.
Added sugars?
Yeah.
But added sugars go into everything. They go into bread. They go into stuff that you would never think they would.
Yeah, it's true. High fructose corn syrup is in so many things.
It's because people sugar. Like sweet things, so they'll buy more
That's
of them.
Right. Sweet tooth. I'm going to see how much sugar is in a glass of, like, let's see, 12 ounces of soda while you're sharing again.
Orange. Did you know that they were originally from China?
Oranges?
Yeah.
No.
Oranges have a history of use in traditional Chinese medicine. Dried sweet orange is used to treat coughs and colds, while bitter orange is used to treat diarrhea, as it should.
Bitter orange?
Bitter orange. Never heard of it. Beneficial for painful spasms, constipation, and diarrhea. Fights chills, bronchitis, colds, and flu, especially when mixed with complementary winter spice oils such as cinnamon and clove.
Love cinnamon and clove. So many things you mentioned I really like.
I tried to find the more common.
Yeah, so people won't have to go to China to get their stuff, right?
Kinda.
Yeah. So here we go. A 12-ounce can of regular soda contains 10 teaspoons of sugar.
10 teaspoons?
Which is equivalent to 40 grams of added sugar.
Oh, my word.
It's 150 to 155 calories from one drink.
Well, I'm not worried as much about the calories as I am about the added sugar.
It's so full of sugar. And this is even Coca-Cola. It says here Coca-Cola, a 7.5-ounce mini size. No, this is a 12-ounce, 39 grams of sugar in Coke. It's a lot
of sugar. Does it have sugar and added sugar?
This is added sugar.
Okay.
This is, because I don't even know what Coke is made out of. What is it?
It's a secret.
It's high fructose corn syrup flavored with something. I don't even like the taste of Coke.
I do.
Do you? I was a root beer girl.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
I drink zero sugar root beer.
So does that have an added?
Has no added sugars.
Does it have a fake sugar in it?
Nope.
It doesn't have a chemical sugar?
Well, that's possible.
Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew, 12-ounce can, 46 grams of sugar.
Whew.
That's 11.5 teaspoons of sugar in a 12-ounce thing of Mountain Dew. Oh, my gosh.
We fall for it.
Holy cow. So get this. Nitro Pepsi Draft Cola is 55 grams. Welch's Grape Soda, 51 grams. Knee-High Orange and Knee-High Peach, 50 grams. That's a lot of calories and a lot of sugar. Wow, we could do a whole show on this.
They say sugar ages you 7 times faster.
Is that right?
Than not having sugar, yep.
Gatorade, full of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Powerade, full of sugar.
Wow. Even that wonderful tea with the lemon tea and the leaf.
Yep.
That's got a lot of them, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stick to the water.
Yeah, water. Unsweetened iced tea. I drink unsweetened iced tea. It's got nothing.
Just I got to have sugar in there. A little bit.
Just take the edge off of the non-sweet.
Yeah.
A couple kernels?
Just a couple of sprinkles, you know. Lemon. Lemon is very good. Can stimulate the body's defenses to fight all kinds of infection, to remove warts, and to clear herpes blisters.
Okay.
Use on cuts and grazes to stop bleeding. Apply pure lemon juice to a wasp sting.
Ah, yeah, I believe that.
To relieve the pain. Have a lemon drink before going to bed to relieve cramp and restless leg syndrome. But the one I like, a drop of lemon juice several times a day will benefit cold sores.
Hmm.
I don't know where they come from, but in the winter, I am plagued.
With cold sores?
Yeah.
I've seen you in the winter. I never saw you with a cold sore.
I hide them very well.
Very good. You know what else you can do with lemon?
What?
You can make a lemon meringue pie.
Mmm.
Yummy.
I like lemon meringue.
Oh, yeah. Not made with milk. You have to make the lemon meringue pie with water. It's better. I think it's better. It's really lemony.
Speaking of eggs, when you fluff them up, you know, they always said put milk in it.
Mm-hmm.
Water is better.
Water is better. And did you figure out why?
No.
When my mother used to add milk, but the eggs would come out a little watery. But the water evaporates, so it doesn't make your eggs come out more fluffed up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really getting hungry. So if you're at a buffet, avoid cold meats and avoid soft cheeses.
Soft cheese?
Yes. Just like hot foods also need to be kept at a specific temperature. Quality buffets achieve this by displaying cold items in ice baths or using a refrigerated case. So they need to be stored below 40 degrees Fahrenheit. So if you are getting cheeses or cold meats that are not on some kind of a thing with ice under it, it says don't eat it.
Wow.
We'll talk more about this after the break. Wow.
Oops, 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 oops.
Wow. This makes me not want to ever eat out again. No, I don't think so.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR-FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Okay.
And that was Matt Tucker.
Yes, it was.
And he was at Eats a Pizza.
Was he?
Yeah, it was so good to see him.
Aww.
Yeah, he looks great. He's doing great. So if those of you who don't know, Matt Tucker used to work here at the station. I don't remember what his title was.
I'm not sure either.
But great guy. moved on to something that was
a station in North Adams.
I think maybe like a management position.
I think so.
So it was really good to see him at Eats a Pizza. If you don't know what we're talking about, Eats a Pizza was a fundraiser for the station. And it was area pizza places who brought their pizza. And
you got to sample it.
You got to sample it and vote on the best pizza. And it was a fun night. And I believe they'll have it again next year.
Okay.
You have a true or false?
I do. Lions are more likely to hunt down a human than other big cats. Drinking too much milk can cause health issues.
All righty then. One of those is true. Mm-hmm. And one of those is false.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the middle of talking about buffets, what to avoid at buffets, and we were on cold meats and soft cheeses, and also included here is dairy products, seafood, and meat. Particularly susceptible to temperature abuse. And require vigilant monitoring. If not properly chilled, cold meats and soft cheeses can commonly cause illness.
Why even have a buffet then? It's like there's nothing left to put out.
And what about picnics? When everything is out on a table, and people bring all kinds of stuff and everything's out in the sun, potlucks.
But, you know, we survive because you hear more about people who survive than you do people who don't.
We do. And if you go somewhere and there's a charcuterie board or something, that's not a board. That's not being refrigerated. It's not usually on ice.
So I would say take most of this with a grain of salt.
I think so. But make sure the salt is properly refrigerated or heated so that it's not rotten or spoiled.
Let's see here. Turmeric. We were talking about that earlier. Use externally for skin disorders, wounds, and bruises. You can apply turmeric face cream to spot-prone areas of the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Take internally for indigestion, poor circulation, coughs, amenorrhea, whatever that is. Pharyngitis, diabetes, arthritis, and anemia. Because of its energizing effect on the immune system, it's being studied for the use of the treatment in HIV and AIDS. Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me. The last one I have here. Oh, this is a killer.
Oh, no.
Creamy desserts. Like custard tarts, tiramisu, are all favorites at all-inclusive hotel buffets. And let's admit it, they're hard to resist when you're on a vacation.
They are. Yes, they
However,
are.
The UK standards, food standards agency, advises that cheesecake and any cakes or desserts containing fresh cream are left out of the fridge for the shortest time possible. Ideally, not longer than 4 hours, but different countries have different rules. So I guess you can leave those out for 4 hours, maybe.
3 to 4, but yeah.
Yeah.
And they're so good, they probably go fast.
I would think so. You hope so, unless it's got a skin on it.
Ooh.
You don't want the skin on it.
No.
All righty. Oh, it's cold in here.
Cucumbers. Cucumbers are good for you.
Mm-hmm.
The cucumber is a vine fruit that can be eaten fresh or pickled. Drink cucumber juice or eat fresh cucumber to soothe heartburn or to improve an acid stomach. Apply fresh cucumber or cucumber juice to sunburned skin. You can drink the juice to treat lung and chest infections and to bring down fever. Taken internally, cucumber is a rich source of vitamin C, and externally can be used to cool and cleanse.
You've probably seen in the movies where they take cucumber and they put it under your eyes.
Yep.
I wonder if that's cucumber. Does it say anything about that in there?
To soothe the eyes, lie down for half an hour with a slice of cucumber on each eye.
Oh.
So apparently, yeah.
Cucumber for the eyes.
There you go.
I like it. So, 17 things boomers still use in their homes.
Now.
Mm-hmm. 17 things.
These are not good things?
Funny things.
Okay.
That boomers will not let go of.
Okay.
Things like landline telephones.
I got rid of mine.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
You got yours.
I have it. It's like $30 a year, and I can't get rid of it. I don't use it or anything. There's no reason for me to have it other than the fact that I've had that phone number since I was 19 years old.
That's just like my sister. She said something very similar, that she's had it forever, and even though nobody calls her on it.
Nope. Nothing. They keep their trusty landline telephones despite. They don't require charging. They work during a power outage. Now, the one they're showing is the kind you dial with the circle thing, and it's got a cord. The kitchen wall phone. Some mm-hmm. of them keep the kitchen wall phone. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, there was a phone.
They're long. They're like bananas.
Mm-hmm. The trim line phone attached to the wall, and it had a long cord, and you could walk around the kitchen. If you had a really long cord, you could go down the hallway. You might even stretch into your living room.
With a cell phone, you can go outside.
I know. Isn't it crazy? It's really fun. Okay. More of that in a second.
Citronella. And this is only aromatherapy. You cannot eat or inhale citronella.
Okay.
But it does help to combat headaches, fatigue, and feelings of depression. Refreshes tired or sweaty feet. Use as a rub for rheumatic pain. Makes an excellent insect repellent used in a room spray. Cats dislike the smell of citronella, so it can be used to keep them away from areas of the garden.
Oh, and cats.
I'm going to use it to keep them off my bed.
Are you going to put the citronella in your bed? You could put a plant in there, a citronella plant, next to your bed. You could spray your bed.
I wonder what it would smell like.
Citronella?
Yeah.
Insect repellent.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's in insect repellent. The plant is pretty cool looking.
Okay.
You could surround your bed with like 20 citronella plants all the way around.
I'd need a lot more room than I've got.
Your cat would probably jump right over the plants.
Probably.
Here's another thing that some use, the printed encyclopedia. So do you remember the encyclopedias that we would get?
Oh, sure.
The World Book Encyclopedia.
Yeah,
Britannica. And they were on the bookshelf.
Yeah.
And that's how we did our homework.
Yep.
And then you'd get an updated book every year.
It was our Google.
To tell you what was happening that year. And that's what we used when we did our homework. Those World Book and our world was...
They had so much stuff, they had to make indexes.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Just a book that was just an index.
Just the index. You're right. I forgot about that.
Yep.
Our communication world was so... much smaller back then.
Yep.
You know? We got updated on the nightly news and the local newspaper.
You believed the news.
Maybe back then it was true. I know. Now it's AI. That scares me. Because AI can make...
anything seem true.
Anything seem true. Yeah.
Carrots. Carrots are good for you. Carrot soup may help infant diarrhea as it soothes the bowel and slows down bacterial growth. Raw, grated carrots or cooked mashed carrots can be applied to wounds, cuts, inflammations, and abscesses. Carrots contain beta-carotene, an antioxidant which protects the body against cancer and may help to prevent some of the damage caused by smoking.
Ouch. Mm. Hear that, everybody.
But eating an excessive quantity of carrots may cause the skin to yellow temporarily. And the carrot seeds may induce abortion, so do not take during pregnancy.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. I didn't know carrot...
I didn't
buying know. Seeds for your garden could kill you.
I didn't know that.
Cool.
Yeah. So here it says, boomers often keep recipe cards, recipes written by hand in special boxes. Even though recipes are easy to find online now, with colorful pictures and videos showing every cooking step. Now, these cards have family cooking secrets passed down from parents and grandparents with personal notes on how to make the dishes better. Food stains and familiar handwriting on the cards tell family stories that digital recipes just don't have.
That's true.
So true.
Yep.
And I have a box. Do you have a box?
No, I don't, because my mother was just as much of a cook as I am.
Okay. So you don't have a little recipe box with handwritten recipes in them?
Nope.
I do, and when my kids got older and moved away, I actually made color copies of the cards that were really stained or had notes on them, mm-hmm. or was a favorite, and I made a photo album, a recipe with the pockets.
Yeah.
And I cut the little things out and I slid them in there so they had the way the cards looked at home.
Cool.
With the stains and everything on them.
Aww.
I don't even know that they use them, but it was fun to do.
Don't
yeah,
ask.
I know.
Don't ask.
I know. What are you going to do? Okay. Off we go.
Cloves.
Cloves.
Cloves. Oil of cloves can be placed directly on a sore tooth or mouth abscess to draw out the infection and ease the pain. You can chew cloves for the same effect.
Mm.
Use locally to reduce swellings. Dab a tiny amount of neat oil on insect bites. Drink clove tea to encourage sweating. Oil of cloves may be used during a long labor. A clove and orange pomodoro can be hung in cupboards as an insect repellent. We used to make those all the time.
You just hang them in the closet or in the cabinet?
Or, yeah.
Or around the house?
Yeah. They smelled good.
I bet it smelled great.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that.
You did not?
No.
Oh.
So this is interesting. It says that boomers still use corded kitchen appliances.
So?
Yeah.
A toaster is a corded appliance.
So it says here, while cordless appliances dominate modern kitchens, many boomers prefer their reliable corded versions that never need recharging. Powerful stand mixers, blenders, and food processors from decades past continue to function perfectly, outlasting newer models with built-in obsolescence. Wow. The heft and durability of these kitchen workhorses represent an era when appliances were built to be repaired rather than replaced. I'm all for the corded appliances. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you could get a non-corded toaster, blender, mixer.
What is it, battery operated or something?
I have no idea, but you know what?
I guess we'll never know.
I don't care.
We're beyond that point, so we won't have to worry about it at all anymore.
Nope.
Are you ready for true or false?
I am.
Okay. Lions are more likely to hunt down humans than other big cats. Drinking too much milk can cause health issues. Which one is true?
The first one is true, and the second one about milk is false.
Sorry.
Wow, I'm just... striking out today.
Tigers will hunt down humans before lions will.
Okay.
So that's the false one. Drinking too much milk can cause problems with gut health. So you can drink too much.
Too much milk.
Yep.
So that was true.
That's true.
And the other one was false.
Right.
And I got it backwards.
Yep.
Can I change my answer?
Sure. Sure. And we can go back and do the first one, too. Why not? Yeah. I think that's okay.
Hey, everybody. It's time for us to go.
Sayonara. Maybe when I get my cursor. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.